Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Our God is a tactician. Our God is a planner. God is so intentional and deliberate about his dealings with you so that he can give you that expected destiny or that expected lifestyle you envisage about yourself. God plans all the way through before you were born so that before you call on the name of the Lord, he has already answered. Before you come to the place of need, God would have supplied all the answers you are looking for. And so God is using the occasion of this month to bring you into a world full of answers than questions. Someone, you not hear me. God is bringing you to a level and a dimension where you will have a lot of answers than questions. When God created Adam in the Bible made us to understand that God had fixed him a world that is full of answers than questions. So we saw Adam never coming to God asking God, why me? Adam has never asked God, why am I struggling in life? Why is it that I'm in so much pain? Why is it that it looks like my life is a defeat? We have never seen Adam coming to that point where he doubted the abilities of God. Where he would tell God that you see me rising today, tomorrow I fall, and I fall for a very long time. Why me? It is so in Adam's life that he has never seen defeat because he has never inherited an imperfect world. Adam inherited a perfect world. A world with answers, a world with solution, a world where things work. The reason why you ask many questions, child of God, you ask God, why me? Why am I crying? Why is it that I'm not able to point to any blessing in my life? It is so because your world is full of questions than answers. And God is using the occasion of this month to cause you to inherit an experience, my God, that will cause you to have answers than questions. I said, after today, I prophesy, you come into a dimension where you have more answers than questions. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God will give you peace that will be perfect peace. When God gives you love, it will be unfailing love. There is somebody hearing the sound of my voice. All you cry out for is that people will love you. God is sending unfailing love your way. People will love you for the right things you have done and even for the wrong things you have done. God is sending people your way who will love you for who you are. When God gives you joy, he gives you everlasting joy. When God gives you life, he gives you abundant life. When God decides to give you riches, it will be unending riches. In the day God will give you wealth, it will be enduring wealth. When God gives you grace, it will be amazing grace. This morning I declare by the hand of God, anything that is lacking in your life, God shall perfect it. I said God shall perfect it. Anything that is lacking in your life, that is a shortage, that is a wastage, I see God making all things whole, all things beautiful. God is bringing perfection into your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. For it is written, he makes all things beautiful in his own time. We have entered into a time that your relationship shall become beautiful. Your marriage will become beautiful. Your career will become beautiful. Everything in your destiny, I feel the Holy Ghost, it shall become beautiful. My God shall supply all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I prophesy by thunder, anything lacking in
your life, the Lord will perfect it. I said, the Lord will perfect it. The Lord will perfect it. The psalmist said, my God shall perfect that which concerns me. He said, your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the works of your hand. I prophesy by the hand of God. I feel power here right now. I prophesy by the hand of Jehovah that you enjoy atmospheres you have not created. You eat from trees you have not planted. You become fat in blessings you have not labored for. You are entering into a world of answers and questions. Clap your hands and shout, that is my portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, shout amen like thunder. Amen. And so we saw in the first account we read in Deuteronomy chapter 6 how God can cause you to take territories that are perfectly built. God can cause you to have what you have not labored for. We saw God's people. Don't limit God with your unbelief. We saw God's people possessing cities, possessing things that they thought were impossible. They possess cities that they did not build. Hear me, a city is called a city when the roads are good, when the lighting system is working, when there is constant flow of water. Hello, there are some people, that is their dream. Where there is constant flow of water, a city is called a city when there are good hospitals, good schools, man. There are good security services provided. A city is a city where there are more churches than mosques. Hello? You see, God is interested in a detail like that. He's interested in your accommodation, your rent issues. You see, God will cause you to come to a place where everything works. In places in Ghana, everything works. Some people don't know what is called light out. They have solar panel system. Brother, there are some places no thief can steal. God is bringing you there. Tell someone, and say, don't limit me with your unbelief. Tell the person, don't try it. God has caused his people to inherit cities that they did not build. And the Bible said they entered into houses filled with things that they did not put in there. A house that is filled with good things, when you enter into that house, you don't meet wild lions. You don't meet ascension doors. To hell with ascension doors. When you enter into a house with good things, you see friendly pets like Chihuahua. Because there are thieves in your area, you plan of getting lions in your compound. But a house filled with good things, you see Chihuahua, you see parrot. When you step into the living hall, you see a giant screen that is for children. TV is for children. Hello? Hello? Giant screen for children. A couch to relax. Then when you go into the fridge, you see organic fruit extracts. You see mango. You see organic ones, not inorganic ones. So that it will improve your health. You see coconut water. Hello? Pineapple juice. You are tired of the fridge. You go to the kitchen. You are welcome with the smell of omelets. Fried eggs. Fried eggs. Fried eggs mean omelets. Omelets. There is yam. There is rice. There is beans. There is garri. There is pork in the freezer. There is goat meat in the freezer. House filled with all good things. You decide to enter the bedroom. You and your spouse. You have a strong bed. A bed that does not break. You have clothes in the wardrobe. You have a dressing mirror. Then you enter into the bathhouse. There is one side that gives hot water, another side that gives cold water. A house filled with good things. God is in talking about sad details because you deserve it. Praise be to God. In the days of wonder, those are the things that will happen. The Lord said that they possess olives and vineyards. First, he said they possess wells they did not dig. Wells stand for investment. It stands for transgenerational blessings. It means that there's a dimension in God. No matter how you spend, it doesn't get finished. You keep sending, spending, I beg your pardon, but there is more in the reserve. well, investment. Then he talks about olives and vineyard, talking about diversified kinds of businesses. Praise be to God. That is the kind of thing God has given to them. When God leads you, he leads you to enter into inheritance by getting the harvest of other people's labor. You get the harvest of what? Other people's labor. It is possible to get things in life that you have not labored for. It is possible. And God's plan for you is to have such possessions. Huh? Give me Obadiah 1:17. He said, but upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. May I prophesy, by the hand of God, you are entering great possessions. Receive it by fire. Receive it by fire. You are entering great possessions in the name of the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord will bring it to pass. Shout amen like thunder. Come on, shout amen like thunder. Many of you, what I'm saying, you so much not believe God that what I'm saying is like news to you. Last Thursday, a brother here, he's in church. I saw him and he was sweating, so I was trying to mess with him. And I saw, come, let me check your temperature. Are you sure that you are still holy? You know, I was just messing with him. If you are still holy, how come you are sweating this way? Then he laughed and he said, Prof, there's a good news. I said, which good news? He said, there are some delicates, some whites, who are coming to enter into serious real estate and then real estate business. So they spoke to a friend of his, and the friend called him and said to him, I almost mentioned his name, and said to him that, boy, you are my man for this project. So he went with his friend and then they signed contract. As he was telling, I was watching him, so he took a video out when they were signing. White man, brother, himself and his friend. I said, whoa, this is a wonder. As if that is not all. We've not recovered. After, I think this same week, a brother of ours called me around 4 a.m. The pastor, are you in the office? I said, I'm in the office. He said, Pastor, I'm coming. 4 a.m. 4 a.m. I said, I'm in the office. He came. He was holding an envelope. He said, I came to sow seed. So he knelt down, I prayed for him and declared the anointing of increase upon his life. He dropped the envelope and he left. And usually when people sow seed, I'm not in a hurry to open it. But somebody told me to open this envelope. Something. When I opened the envelope, it was a check. When I checked the money on the check, the money was heavy. We have lightweight, featherweight, heavyweight. So I called him back to come. So he came back. I said, this check. He said, yes. I said, do you know it's huge? He said, yes, Pastor, I know it's huge. He said, Pastor, what God has done for me in this short period. Pastor, I'll come back with a story. I was still in shock, so I called my wife. I said, can you imagine this brother in this church gave this? My wife said, what? My wife said, indeed, we are in the month of multiple wonders. Listen, the unlikely, the unassuming, people that you think that can never do anything, something has shifted in their favor. I say something has shifted in your favor. What no eye has seen before, what no ear has heard about, will be unfolded in your life. Shout amen like thunder. I said God will do the impossible in the name of the Lord Jesus. I need you to stretch your hands towards me right now. I prophesy over these hands that these hands cannot be idle after today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I put great possessions into your hands by the mandate of heaven. I put contract in your hands. I put peace in your your hands. I put letters in your hands. I put the key of warehouses, the keys to cars, the keys to houses. I put it in your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Any project or deal you have been working on all this while, I declare by the hand of God, under the auspices of the Holy Ghost, you walk in that manifestation. You walk in that manifestation. You walk in that manifestation. Clap those hands together. Shout amen like thunder. Hallelujah.
Tell someone, don't look down on me. I'll be a shock to you. Hallelujah. So when God led David into battle against Goliath, God was not going to kill him. But God took David to battle to take over the championship title of Goliath. I tell you, God can give you something that you have not labored for. The Bible spoke about Goliath that he is a champion from his youth. He has never lost a battle before. He has made a great name for himself. But God, by his anointing on David's life, dispossessed Goliath of that titleship and placed it on David. David killed one man, and the women sang a song and said, David killed 10,000. How can you kill one man and you are receiving praise for 10,000 exploits? It means that he did not only kill a man, but he inherited his title. So God can give you something you have not labored for. I don't care who is fighting you, but I just came to let them know that they are going to lose their crown. Anyone fighting, they are losing their crowns. They are losing their crowns. They are losing their thrones. God is giving to you what you have not labored for. Anyone using position to torment you, using a rank to push you around, God is causing them to lose grounds. Clap your hands, shout amen like you believe it. Shout amen like you believe it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It is high time you rise to the occasion of God's word. Because through God's word, God wants to give you perfect blessing. A blessing that is without fault or blemish. But anytime God will do that, an enemy will surely rise to undermine what God wants to do. And so God stirred the spirit of Elisha the prophet in the second scripture we read to prophesy perfection in the time of corruption and lack. He should prophesy abundance in the time of famine. God inspired the spirit of Elisha to prophesy, how do you call it, peace in the time of conflict. But after he prophesied, a man stood up to undermine him. A man stood up to make nonsense of what he has said. What does undermining mean? To undermine means that to weaken something, to sabotage it, to hinder it, to damage the quality of a thing, to subvert a thing. Are you there with me? God was seeking to bless his people, but here was a man who rose up to undermine what God has said. I'm just letting you know that someone is undermining you. Listen, no matter how God has lifted you up, there are people, by what they are saying and by what they are doing, are causing people to see you that you don't have value. I'm just telling you that somebody is discrediting the word of God in your life. When God spoke, a man stood up and undermined it. He lessened the effectiveness of the word of God. He lessened how powerful the word of God is. That even if, he said, Elisha said, tomorrow by this time there'll be plenty of food. That a seer of flour, a lunka of flour, will be 1 shekel. A shekel is less than 2 cedis. 1 cedi, 88 pesos. Very cheap. Food will be cheap. Then the dude, the officer on whose arm the king lives, his PA, he said, even if God makes windows in heaven, it should not come to pass. He said, even if God decide to make windows in heaven, you've not met men like that before. Because they have little cash. They have certain exposure. They tell you that the God you are serving is a fiasco. It's a dead end. God is a myth. They can use English. Only for them to have diabetes. Then they are passing behind doors to come and see pastors for prayers. God punish the devil. Hello? The man of God declared the mindset of God.
A man stood up and undermined it. Lamentations chapter 3, 35 and 36. It said, to turn aside the right of a man before the Most High, to subvert, undermine, to weaken a man in his cause, the Lord does not approve of it. Are you there with me? I don't care who is undermining you. I came to declare their end has come. I don't care who is undermining you. Their end has come. I don't care who said you will not get married. Who said it will not be well with you. Who said how you started this year is how you end it. I declare by fire, their end has come. I said their end has come. As you clap your hands, we enforce their end. Their end has come. 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 Anyone undermining you, fighting against your cause, their end has come. Impala katumbe gadia cause. Adirimi kapata biata. Rabababababoshata. Ifala katuna matea. Abinda katula matea. Iskabra kosa. Ipata kosa. Yeda yeda yeda. Atuna matua. Atua tua tua. Yeda taba taba ya. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Anytime an enemy will undermine, the word of God is for three reasons. Number one, he's trying to delay the blessings from coming to pass. Anytime enemy undermines what God wants to do, that enemy seeks to what? Delay the blessings of God that you deserve. The blessings of God are what? I deserve. Anytime enemy undermines me, I remember many years ago, I don't know if I shared this story here, that there was a woman I prayed for somewhere in East Legon. That was the first time I entered into a glass house, baby. The house, you know, what prevents you from seeing outside is curtains. Once you shift the curtains, you are looking through a glass. Boy. When I got there, the anointing charged. So the man who, through whom I met this family or this woman to pray for her, the woman was traveling some time after that. Then the woman asked that man that, I want to buy something for the man of God because God has used him to bless me. What should I buy for him? You know what the man said? The man said, oh, you don't worry. You can buy him t-shirt or pen. T-shirt. Okay. Anytime blessing want to come to you, there are people who undermine you. The woman was so sure that she didn't buy t-shirt or pen. She bought serious perfume and added money to it. What the man says she should do, she can't do it. May God deliver you from wicked people. Amen. May God deliver you from people who undermine you. Amen. If you are shouting, shout amen well. Amen. So that like Daniel, anytime you pray, anytime you fast, anytime you do something godly and blessings are coming in, the blessings have been delayed because there are certain forces, certain personalities that have placed a hold of delay so good people don't come into your life, so that destiny helpers don't come into your life, so that blessings don't come into your life. But today, by the hand of God, we dispatch angels, even angelic forces, to break the hold of delay. Let the delay over your prophecy break. Delay over your life break. Delay over your testimony break. Shall break. 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 In the name of Jesus. You do all the right things. Blessings are coming, but they are blocking it. That is why now when people propose love to you, you tell them to keep it underground. Because you are afraid they'll block this one too. I stand on the altar of God. Anyone who stands at the gate of your family to oppose greatness, Magibadadas, I speak by fire. Let their hand against your testimony break. Shall break. Shall break. Shall break. name of Jesus. Celebrate God in this place. Just resume your seat. Resume your seat. Hallelujah. When anyone undermines you, it seeks to delay your blessings. When someone undermines you, number two, it seeks to destroy the blessing of God that you are expecting. Hello? First one, they delay the blessing of God that you deserve. Number two, they destroy the blessing of God that you are what? Expecting. Praise be to God. Anytime you are able to gather something, you are able to birth an idea, you are able to birth a business, they only come into your life to destroy it. But God says something in Isaiah 54, 16 and 17. He said, I'm the one who created a blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who forges an instrument for his work. I'm the one who created a spoiler to destroy, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And any tongue that shall rise against you, you shall condemn. Any destroyer that has lifted his head to undermine your cause, to destroy what you have gathered, I declare that from today, you will see escape. Amen. Listen, God will give you escape. Amen. Your business will escape the attack. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Any business you have gathered, any customers you have gathered that the enemy wants to destroy, I declare God is giving you escape. Amen. I say escape. Amen. I say escape. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If you like, ask Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, when he was born, just about 2 years, Herod started killing children because he heard that this guy will become a king. Herod, you are 58 years old. 2 year old child, you want to kill him because you heard that a king has been born. You be there and say that, pastors of me, my family, we are all pastors. Lift up your right hand. Say, anyone assigned by the devil to destroy my blessing, what are you waiting for? Lift it up. Lift it up. Say, in the name of Jesus, I engage the sword of God. Any man, any woman with an assignment to destroy my business, my career, my relationship, my health, by the sword of God, die, 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 in the name of Jesus. Celebrate God in this place. Hallelujah. When an individual undermines you, what he's seeking to do is to divert your blessings. That's the third thing they do. When they undermine you, they are doing what? Anytime you are coming close to a breakthrough, then the thing gets snatched. It gets diverted. It looks as if, as for you don't deserve good things. God forbid. Anything that is coming into your life, it will arrive. Amen. You did not hear me. Anything that is coming, any good thing that is coming, it shall arrive in your address. In the name of the Lord Jesus, good things will not be diverted. I said blessings will not be diverted. Manifestations will not be diverted. Put your right hand on your head. Say, let my blessing locate me by fire. Say, blessings locate me by fire. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a clap of praise. And so, the Bible spoke about five girls who were siblings. Bible said they were the daughters of a man called Zelophehad. In Numbers 27 from verse 1. The Bible said their father died and their father's blessing was given to their uncles, the brothers of their father. Because a rule, a law, undermines women from inheriting blessings. Brother, if you don't pray, a law can undermine you. When the blessing is coming, they say, you are so short, brother, we can't give you. Because they are looking for every reason to undermine you. So how come that you are too cute? You should put on weight. Like, would have brought you that car. Car drive, is here about weight? So as for this blessing, it's for only men. It's not for women. This blessing is for only women. It's undermining. Hello? The blessing is supposed to come to the five daughters of Zelophehad. That's why their father worked hard. But when their father died, there was a rule set by men which says that women must not inherit properties. God punished the devil. In some places, that's what happened to Orpah and Jacob. When he was going to get married to Rachel, the night they gave him Rachel, they gave him Leah. They told him that in our country, you must marry the first. The firstborn must marry first before the second. God punished the devil. You are good. Things must happen to you, but they say, oh, it must start from the first one. The first one that is smoking weed. That cannot sit in one place. When will he get settled for blessings to come to him? Hello? So they delayed Jacob, a prophet of God. They delayed his marriage for 7 years. Every delay over anything that is yours, let it scatter by fire. Let it scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus. So this five daughters of Zelophehad decided to question the status quo. They decided to confront the rule. So they came to Moses, Eleazar the priest, and the elders of Israel. And they said, we are not disrespecting you. But this particular rule that takes women out, that they can't inherit their father's property, enough of it. We want the property. They said, what did you say? I said, yes, we want the property. Then Moses said, okay, you wait. He went to inquire from the Lord. Let's read. Let's go to verse 4 and let me look at something. Verse 4. Verse 5. I want you to hear the response of God. So Moses brought their case before the Lord. Verse 6. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, verse 7. The daughters of Zelophehad speak what is right. You shall surely give them a possession of inheritance among their father's brothers and cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. So if they were quiet, someone else would have been chopping their cattle. Someone else would have been sitting on their gold. You see, it has never happened in this family before that anyone has traveled. So pastor, give me a Blake. That nobody has made. What you are talking about, pastor, it can only happen in dream. It cannot happen in reality. Someone is enjoying it. As Isaiah the prophet, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord lifted up. So until a man died, someone's ministry was not birth. Be there and be quoting philosophy. Praise be to God. God, when they took the matter before, God said, listen to them. Give to them what they deserve. Anyone diverting your blessing, we scatter them by fire. We scatter them by fire. Anyone standing between you and your manifestation, shall, what are you waiting for? By thunder, down in the name of Jesus. If they were quiet in prayer, if they were quiet, someone would have taken their boyfriends and girlfriends. Someone would have taken their husbands. Someone would have taken their lands. Someone would have taken their cars. I refuse it. Say, I refuse it. Say, I refuse it. What is mine is coming to me. Listen, I'm not looking for what is yours. What is mine is coming to me. In the name of Jesus. See, when my blessing comes, you see that it is in a great style. Thank God for your blessing. But wait until you see mine. Hey, I said, wait until you see mine. My blessing is in style. Shout yes. No one will divert my blessing. So when Elisha prophesied, the man on whose arm the king leaned undermined the word of God. He undermined it, either seeking to delay, destroy, or divert it. Then the Bible said, Elisha replied. Verse 2. So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, could this thing be? And he said, sometimes you don't have to be quiet and be crying. Sometimes wake up at dawn between 11:59 and 1 a.m. and stand and speak. Brother, if you don't reply, some things are speaking. Some things are undermining you. Try to be a pastor for 6 months. You see how you'll be undermined. Listen, I suffered the spirit of undermining. I went to bind that spirit at Miracle Center, Lagos. I entered up and said, God, the spirit that undermines me. Because what I'll do, and they'll give me 20 cities. Another person will do it, they'll give them 1,200. What have I done? The same result, or even better, they give me what is less. Something was undermining me. I tell you, a church, someone recommended me to a pastor. Do you know how the pastor said? Is he married? And so he's not married. So no, I don't want to bring any pastor that's not married to this church. Even this place is bigger than that church. Then in that same moment, another door opened at an Assemblies of God church. That is million times bigger than that one. They didn't ask whether I was married. The pastor didn't see me. When they recommended me, he went to pray. Then he told the one who recommended me to tell me to send my picture for billboard and poster. In one instance, the spirit that undermines was speaking. In another instance, the spirit was bound. Stretch your hands towards the altar. I declare into your life, any spirit that undermines you, that what is yours is diverted by the power of the Holy Spirit. We bind that spirit. We bind that spirit. Any tongue that rises against you to destroy your blessing, to delay your blessing, to divert your blessing, we condemn that tongue. We condemn that tongue. We condemn that tongue in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a clap of it. So Elisha said, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. So when he gave the prophecy, four lepers who were outside the gate of Samaria, their spirit was quickened. Then one of them said, why do we sit here until we die? I'm bringing my sermon to a close. It looks like the reason why I'm here is for four people. Four. Their spirit, God bless you, their spirit was quickened. And then one of them said, why do we sit here till we die? Well, when we go back to Samaria, they will not accept us because they say we are lepers. And lepers are not given a chance among God's people. So that's why they sack us to this place. When we stay here, we will die. When we go forward, our enemies are there. Let's go anyway. It's time to move on, brother. It's time to move. Someone say we move. Because going back, there is nothing behind. Going to the past is full of regret. It's full of heartbreaks. When we sit here, we will die. We will move forward anyway. We will keep going. That's how I'll keep going. I will keep going. The Bible said when they were walking towards the camp of their enemies, because their enemies took a step of the prophetic, the Bible said they heard their footsteps like chariots, like multitude of army coming. And when they got there, they entered into an inheritance they did not fight for. They saw food, buffet, They saw horses staring at them. That I suspect that to be Range Rover. Oh, it was just staring at them. The people ran away, leaving their cars, leaving their jewelry, leaving things, and they took off. The four of them sat and enjoyed. When they were eating, see, they were eating food they did not cultivate. They were enjoying salaries they did not work for. Somebody would do the brainstorming. Let's set up business. Let's go and lobby for business. After the lobby, you know, they'll call you that. Come and become our operations manager. Yeah. Do you know why? You have paid your dues. You have supported other people in their businesses. You have shown kindness. But what God wants to show you is that you have labored enough. Come into harvest. Come into harvest. The day you are going to get married, people are going to give you gifts. That you realize that you married on free of charge. Amen. You are not happy, so you are not clapping. Amen. The day you are going to travel, someone will buy your ticket for you. Amen. Even the hotel you are going to stay in, it will be paid for. Amen. You don't believe God, eh? Do you know that you can get to a point in your life, everything you wear, someone will be paying for it? Yes. You are coming into that dimension. Yes. The four lepers entered into camps. Their enemies were not there. And they said, but they said enemies have besieged us. The one said, keep quiet and eat. This is pork pie that have swelled. Sit down and eat. They ate. After they finished eating, one said, what we are doing is not good. Let's go and call the people who have rejected us. In the season when you enter into your inheritance, the people who undermine you, the people who rejected you, you will do them good. Amen. I say you will do them good. Amen. The people who undermine you, you will do them good. Amen. You tell them, I'm just calling to check on you. Who are you now? He said, oh, they've sacked me from my job. He said, oh, which area do you say? He said, oh, Kasua. Okay, I want to get you a job in Kasua. So what are you talking about? He said, are you serious? Are you doing it to pay back? He said, oh, the Lord has paid back. I want to employ you. Let that be your portion. Amen. Lift up your eyes. Shout, that is my portion. That is my portion. Give the Lord a clap of it. Glory be to God. It will be like a joke. You are entering into new possessions. I believe the God who has sent me to preach this word to you, that you are entering into harvest of another man's labor. You have new experiences. Your story is changing for the best. You say that pastor said it, I thought it was a joke. Has someone does a good to you that you keep telling the person, thank you, thank you. Has it happened to you before? Yes. Someone has done good to you. Saying thank you is not enough. Buying the person a car is not enough. Buying a house for a person is not enough. That's what God will do to you. Amen. That every day you keep thanking God. It's like the next tank, you know, thank you, you know, it will fill it, but it never gets full. God is going to show you goodness. Amen. You thought you have seen the goodness of the Lord. He is bringing you to a greater dimension. Your life will be a wonder. Clap your hands. Put your two hands on your head. Put your two hands. Say, I step into overflow. I step into new dimensions. Say, anyone who undermines me to delay my blessing, to destroy my blessings, to divert my blessings, I declare your end has come. I declare you cannot stop me. This time around, as I pray, I set aside the agent that undermines, and I step into my inheritance, my possessions, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. 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 May God set aside the agent that undermines you. That when something good is coming into your life, they destroy, they delay, they divert it. It shall not stand. It shall not come to pass. Go ahead and pray. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we set aside every form of wickedness that undermines. Your blessing cannot be delayed. Hey! Your blessing cannot be destroyed. Your blessing cannot be diverted. It shall not prosper. It shall not come to pass. Kobaraga su talamaya, malumba kasu kalabateas, rekoko sotolomaya daba. By the power of the Holy Spirit, anyone standing between you and your manifestation, we set them aside. We set them aside. We set them aside. We set them aside. Go ahead and pray. Madala baraba sandalabaya ikoloba sakatala bakataya ba okasandala brakataya ikolobo shata. We make nonsense any prediction to undermine us. We make it nonsense. We render it foolish. Any agent that undermines, we set you aside by the power of the Holy Ghost. Any agent standing between God's people and their manifestations, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we set you aside. We declare God's people are entering into their wonders. They are entering into their inheritance. They are entering into greater possession by power, by fire, and in the name of Jesus, we declare it in prayer. We call it done. There is no mountain that can stop us. There is no agent of darkness that can stop God's people that can delay their blessing, that can destroy their blessing, that can divert their blessing. Himalabo sambe manduluaka deisa aduaka brasatama imarakosata iveluaka benda rakasataya iprokatanda asanda labahe mantolobosa iyaga yaga atenebosaya ibroka danswa ayaga daba daba ayagra kadamasa ayada masata ibroka sanda miyante lebedes imaragaduse yebombodo kataya. Something is happening, something is happening. Ancient decrees are being set aside, undermining agents are being set aside. Anyone in a high office that underestimate and undermine your CV and your certificate, God is setting them aside. Anyone who is undermining your cause, the Lord is setting them aside. In Maradoshe, Manduno Mokabaya, Mantelebete, Ibraketembedes, Iprontolobos, Atendelematea, Asunamayakatua, Atendelematoa, Ibalakas, Imarakatas, Ibrakatamaya, Ayakatabashata. We refuse to remain where we are. We declare the agent that undermines the efficacy, the ability of God's word to transform destinies, we set them aside. Imarasando, Imaratese, Igadasuta, Mayus Kalabahea. We assess our backgrounds, our father's backgrounds, our mother's backgrounds. Anyone who undermines the greatness of people, anyone who undermines marriages, anyone who undermines seeking for people to have properties, we declare your end has come. We set you aside by the word of the Lord. Let witches and wizards, let evil men be set aside by the word of Jehovah. And in the name of Jesus, shout, I am blessed 7 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Celebrate God in this way. Clap your hands. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh, you are not excited. You are not excited. Give God a victorious shout. A victorious shout. A victorious shout. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. What an awesome service. We give thanks to God.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you. So now